I think my girlfriends scared me from the whole idea of pregnancy. Because not every woman looks at a pregnant woman and goes, oh my God, you look amazing, I wanna do that. Some of us go, you look uncomfortable. Yeah, right? Especially when your girlfriends get weird. You ever have any of your girlfriends talk to you when they're pregnant and sounds like they're trying to get you to join a cult? You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like, oh my God, you should totally do it. It's the best thing I've ever done with my life. Be one of us. I had a girlfriend who really seriously, she started whispering everything. Everything. Because she didn't want to affect the baby. I was like, you're affecting me. You need to stop what you're doing immediately. Because she would say weird stuff too. She'd be like, there's a life inside me. Sounds like you ate someone. That is ridiculous. She would go crazy when the baby would kick. She'd be like, oh my God, he's kicking, oh my God. I was like, what? I would be so mad if I was pregnant and that baby had the nerve to kick me. I would be like, listen here, you little freeloader. You're stealing my food, you're making me fat and uncomfortable, and now you've taken to violence. Really? Where's your face? I'm gonna smack you right in your baby face. That's right. Discipline starts in the womb, people. Start it early. Start it early or they get lippy when they get out. I know what it is with my boyfriend's mom. She's afraid that I'm getting too old. That's her fear. Because I just turned 34 last month. Thank you. Oh my God, thank you. I actually love being 34. I love my 30s, which is because it's a different set of confidence, I feel. You know what I mean? When I was in my 20s, yeah, I was confident. I had that like cute confidence where I was like, oh my God, I'm so cute. You're so cute. We're so cute. But like if I got all dressed up and I would walk down the street and some guy would catcall me, I'd be like, you're disgusting. This is not for you. That is not why I got dressed up. But now, like in my 30s, if guys catcall me, I'm like, oh my God, still? Thank you. Thanks so much. That's exactly why I got dressed up. Thank you. That's amazing. Yeah, I'm getting older. Yeah. So I had to stop doing certain things. Thank God I have a supportive group of girlfriends to help me through this time. Which, by the way, I think girlfriends are so essential. Every woman should have her solid set of girlfriends. Ladies, you need chick friends. You need them. They're your support system. And they'll support you no matter what. You could be crying over a breakup that you caused. Doesn't matter. They're still on your side. You could be sitting there like, but I cheated on him. They're like, no girl, he made you cheat. Don't put this on you. Don't put this on you. We never liked him anyway. There were certain things I had to stop doing, though, with some of my girlfriends. Like, with my younger girlfriends, I had to stop shopping with them because they all go to young people stores. You know what I mean? They all go to, like, Forever 21, which is a great store. It's a great name for a store, too. I want to be 21 forever. Forever. I just can't lie to myself and go in that store. You know what I mean? You reach a certain age, I can't go into that store anymore. And I hate when I see, like, 45-year-old women, like, walking out of that store. I'm like, give me the bag. No, give me the bag and walk over to JCPenney like a grown-up.
His problem with kids is like the pregnancy part, you know? Because I feel like I'm bloated and uncomfortable on a good day. Never mind 2-3 years. How long does it take to have a baby? A long time. I feel like if I could just choose my gestation process, if I could lay some eggs, I'd be more apt to do that, you know? Then I could be like, hey, do me a favor, come over here and watch my eggs. I want to go sashay around the neighborhood. See if I still got it. I feel like I'm really in no position to think about having... I actually gained 15 pounds last year. Please, it was my pleasure. I'd do it all again if I could. You know? I don't know what it is. I mean, I like to eat. I like to eat in bed. I feel like my duvet is just like a 42 square foot cloth napkin at this point. You know, let's call it what it is. I woke up the other day with the tail end of a goldfish cracker stuck to my bare buttock. I said, you know, Kendra, you say you want a husband, but Your behavior says otherwise. Unless, of course, you're looking for a man breaded in goldfish cracker crumbs. Carry on, my sweet soldier. I knew I was gaining weight. You know, you can tell. You know, my pants were snug. My shirts didn't fit quite right. But when I actually outgrew a pair of my own underwear, that's when I was like, because we've all outgrown our underwear, you know, as children. I don't remember outgrowing my underwear as a child. But outgrowing my underwear as an adult is something I'm going to remember till the day I die. That is not a memory that fades fast. There were a couple of things. I mean, then one time I had on this white shirt. It looked like I had a little stain on my shirt. And it turned out the stain was on the bra underneath the shirt. It looked like a little fingerprint that had been smeared along in some sort of chicken wing sauce. Which made me realize at some point, you know, hopefully recently, I decided to eat something that was in sauce with my hand while standing in my bra and decided, I don't need a silly napkin. I can wipe that sauce right on my bra. Thank you. I ended up going to the doctor because I busted the button off of 3 pairs of pants. And not just like, oh, I'm missing a button, but more like, look out, heads up. People are like, what was that? Well, it's a button propelling off my size 10 jeans, even though I've morphed into a 14. But I did. I went to the doctor because I thought maybe I had like a stomach tumor or something. And she informed me that I was, in fact, a very healthy 180-pound woman. And I feel like we should be able to itemize our weight. You know what I mean? I feel like I have a big head, big bosoms, a big backside. That's 30 pounds right there. Now I'm down to 150. That's not so bad. You know? Thank you. The doctor was very nice, though. Like, she said to me, you know, if you cut out carbs and alcohol for 30 days, you'd lose weight and you'd have so much more energy. I was like, well, is there anything I can do to lose weight and remain as lethargic as possible? Because I'd like to be skinny, but apathetic, if that's an option. She was trying to be nice. She said, you know, it's like a double-edged sword, because if you were a man at your height and weight, you'd be considered healthy. But because you're a woman, you're considered overweight. And I was like, oh, so you're saying I need a sex change. All right. I didn't see that coming, but... sure explains a lot of things.
So I was looking for good maternity wear. So I was like, I need some good tops. So I Googled stylish maternity tops. And a lot of the stuff is like, it's kind of folksy and flouncy and mothery. Like, it looks like these shirts should come with like a tambourine and a joint, you know? And so I was like, all right. So I went for sexy maternity tops. And that's when you get a little bit more, like, tighter things and some crosses. But I was like, I want, like, is there any, like, edgy, like, more rock and roll stuff out there? So I went as far as to Google slutty maternity tops. Yeah, don't do that. Just a little note. Because you will not get items of apparel. It will be another moment of like, wow, who knew there was a fetish genre dedicated to that? Is anyone pregnant in the crowd? Yeah? All right, got a seat and everything. Yeah, there's a good mocktail list here. Yeah, I was like, oh, let's do some themed drinks. We got Pitocin Sour. You gonna have that? It's got a kick to it. There's the Epitini. That is, a lot of people are against it. You're right, a lot of people are against it. I, for the record, undecided. But everyone who's had one says it's the best. That is true. Kettle One and Kegel, should we have that? Ah, yeah! 60 a day, everyone, all men too, that's what you should be doing. 60 a day. Hey, you can do it throughout the show. I have that heightened sense of smell thing. That is like one, it's like the closest thing I think I will ever have to a superpower, the heightened sense of smell. It is kind of cool until you remember that you live in New York City. A place where there are no smells, just odors, really. There is no smells here. Yeah, at best you're like, wow, the rotting garbage isn't as bad today. Fall must be coming, you know? And I stand before you, too, as a Canadian who does not have citizenship yet. I am just on a green card. So that's right. Anchor baby, people. That's right. Anchor baby! I am, this is my first, I am very old to be doing this for my first time. Yes, I am. Or as it turns out, I'm both high risk and an inspiration. So you get treated a little bit differently because when I told people, no one saw it coming. I didn't see it coming. So instead of congratulations or that's amazing, I got, how did it happen? How did it happen? Yeah, right. That is an excellent question. Well, I was walking down the street and a vat of sperm fell on me. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Must have been that toilet seat at Penn Station. Because you know it's possible. Because you know it's possible. Actually, the truth of the story is very, very cliche. I was on the road, and then I came back, and it was Valentine's Day. And my husband took me out for a very nice, very expensive dinner. And I felt guilty. That's how most Jewish babies are consumed.
So we had a son. His name is Joe Hurley. He's 16, maybe 19. He's delightful. Now, after we had Joe, Jimmy Hurley went and did the right thing, got a vasectomy. Gentlemen in the audience, if you get a schedule of vasectomy, I beg you, do not do it at the CVS Minute Clinic. Because 1 year later, I found out, indeed, I was pregnant with my fifth child post-vasectomy. Yeah, you know what they call me up there in Plymouth, Massachusetts? Lucky Christine. Yeah, horseshoe up the ass Hurley, folks, that's me. Now, I remember the night I found out, I'm tossing, I'm turning, I'm like, oh God, no, this can't be happening. I jump in the car. 12 o'clock midnight, I drive to the 24-hour Walgreens. I buy the pregnancy test. I throw it in the front seat of the car. I am not even out of the parking lot. And the plus sign is flashing through the bag. I get home, I'm crying, I'm pacing, doing a little praying. Oh God, no. Oh, please, Jesus, don't make me do this again. And then I think, why am I suffering by myself in the middle of the night, right, you guys? Yeah. Right? I am waking Jimmy Hurley's fat ass up. And he will suffer with me. So I went across the hall to his room. Now, you gotta be careful. You don't want to startle him too much in the middle of the night, because sometimes he tips right out of his recliner. But he must have known something was up, because he actually pulled his hand out of his sweatpants to talk to me. I know, ladies, break me off a piece of that. So I held up the white stick. I said, we're in big trouble, Jimmy, big trouble. He said, who has a fever? Now I'm stuck home, prisoner. 5 kids, 4 in diapers. Every day of my life's the same, right? Every day is Groundhog Day. Just a little shittier than the day before. You wake up in the morning, you go downstairs, there they are, the 5 little beggars all sitting around the kitchen table. No hello, mommy. No good morning, mommy. Oh, no. Nothing nice like that. Nope. Immediately. Waffles. I'm waiting on waffles. I don't want waffles, mommy. I want toast. I don't want toast, mommy. I want French toast. I don't want French toast, mommy. I want Pop-Tarts. I'm not eating those Pop-Tarts. Those are Stop and Shop. Those are ghetto. She's in my seat. I can't see the TV. I won't wear that shirt. That pimple's pants are ugly. I wanted that bowl. He got the lucky sippy cup. She looked at me. He touched me! Somebody come in here and wipe my bum! And that was Jimmy Hurley. I said, I gotta get out of this house. I'm gonna kill somebody. So my best friend Betty told me that the local high school in Plymouth, Plymouth North High School, has a continuing education department for adults, okay? You can go take, you know, some basket weaving or ceramics or pole dancing or some shit. Now, I go down to sign up. I'm very excited. And they said, Mrs. Hurley, everything is full. They said, but we did get a cancellation this morning on a sewing class. I said, sign me up. I come home. I wait for Jimmy to get home. He gets home. I said, listen, I did a little something for myself today, Jimmy. You're going to have to rally a little bit more with these kids. I said, I signed up for a sewing class. Now, listen very carefully. It's a 6-year course. We meet 7 nights a week. Three to 11. Now, Jimmy Hurley has screwed up the vasectomy to a high gloss finish. Now I have to go get neutered. Now, what this entails as a woman, they call it the hysterectomy, folks. That's what you get as a woman. You get a hysterectomy. And what that involves is you go in for your pre-op, and they shave you from the neck down in the pre-op. They shave you from the neck. You're like a newborn baby, all right? They shave you from the neck down. Now, they bring you into the OR. They cut you from stem to stern. They open you up, and they shell you like a dung beetle. It's like a yard sale. Everything goes. That's fine. Everything works out until 2 weeks post-surgery when you're at the Stop and Shop with 2 full carts of groceries and 5 terribly behaved children. And then, right then, folks, is when that prep shave grows back in. No warning. You know what they say, folks. For every 1 you shave, 4 come to its funeral. I had more bush than Kenny Bunkport on Labor Day. I went up a pant size.